that event. So
yes,
it'll be a fun time inside the Rec Arena there.
Yes, and the Rec Arena with the pudding shots makes it very easy for you.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, and the other, so Saturday night's headliners, we have That 90s Band at 5, and then Moniker is joining us at 8 o'clock, and they are going to close it down, playing till midnight. And then Sunday, we have Robbie V, and he will start at 2 and play until 5 o'clock. So that's going to be a fantastic music lineup again this year.
Yeah, and if people aren't familiar, sometimes every year I have to reintroduce some people to who Robbie V is. Now, Bobby V was a 50s and 60s bubblegum pop star, rubber ball, and all stuff like that. I used to actually play that music in my early years in radio as part of our normal rotation. But this is the son of Bobby V. And Robbie does a tribute to his dad with all kinds of songs that he did and other songs from that era. So it's really, it's fun to see. He's really good too.
Yes, I mean, he puts on a really good performance.
Yeah, I mean, he's as good as his dad was. So don't miss out Robbie V on Sunday.
Yes.
Yes, good show.
Yeah, so that's everything's going to happen between Friday and Sunday. It's action-packed. There is something happening at all times. The full schedule is available on parkfalls.com, as well as we have some nice folded handouts with a map and full schedule available. We have some outside our pickup window at the chamber office, or stop in and see us during business hours. We're there. Our wonderful assistant, Elena Rybeck, she has been fantastic helping us get through this busy event season. And so stop in and see us and pick up a schedule and be ready for the performance.
And one of the changes people should know too, the Arts and Crafts Fair on Saturday is going to be right there at Old Day Park.
Yes.
And not on the street downtown like it's been for the last several years.
Yes. So we are going to have the majority of the crafters, vendors will be in the park. We do have some that will be on the on Division Street right outside the park there because they have very large displays.
Mm-hmm.
But the park is going to be nice. You can come, the kids can play on the playground equipment while you're looking around and enjoying your time. The Schwamigan PTO is going to be set up in the concession stand.
I was going to say, that's going to be a nice addition to have a concession stand right there too.
And public restrooms.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Much easier than having to have porta potties put down there downtown, and people have access to that in the playground. And
yeah. And everything. I know you posted something online about those who are vendors. So let's talk a little bit about that, because when you get a new location, they're like, well, where do I go to set up and how? So talk a little bit about the vendors and where they can kind of pull up to get everything out of their vehicles.
Yes, we have two loading stations for our vendors because they can set up between 6 and 9 a.m. We're going to have a spot for them on Division Street right by the Eagle where they can easily enter in, or over on behind the stage where the handicap parking is. There's an easy way for them to unload there as well. So we'll have two unloading areas for them so they can easily access the park.
So they can park on the side of the street like they normally would.
And unload then, their stuff, and then we have designated parking areas for them.
Yeah.
So they'll move out of the way, so that way all of our their customers will have easy access to the parking.
All right. So, again, the craft fair is Saturday, a week from Saturday down at Old Aid Park, and it runs from 9 to 3 or so.
Yep, 9 to 3. Nine. So it's going to be, we have a very, very full park. We measured out all the spaces and everything, and that's why we had to open up part of the street as well, because we had so many people enter in this year. So it's going to be a really great time. Wonderful stuff. If you haven't checked out our Facebook page, we've been posting some courtesy posts for them, just showing off some of their talented items.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely go and check that out ahead of time, because we have some really talented artists in this area that are going to be having their goods there.
And the softball tournament's always a big part of the weekend too. It's always kind of one of those things we become a little numb to, because we always hear the gentleman up in the loud in the with the microphone up in the stand talking about all the play-by-play. It's just like a pleasant background to the whole thing, and then you walk by and you'll watch some of it, and it's right there in the center of the whole thing.
Yes, and all those softball players playing, their families are here cheering them on, going and visiting all of our local shops and checking out everything there is to do. So it's a really nice, just fun family time down there.
Yeah.
And the full carnival is there again. So we have K&M Amusements that's going to have full carnival with all the rides. They've teased that there may even be a new ride coming. So we're keep posted for that.
Very good. All right. ParkFalls.com is the website to check out any latest information. Follow the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce on Facebook too, because if there's any, you know, things that change, like today's venue for the Wednesday Night Live and stuff, you guys always do a good job of posting updates on there.
Yep.
All right, Courtney, thank you so much for the update.
You.
Courtney down at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce joining us here on Reality Radio.
Hungry enough to eat a menu? Good news. The Park Falls Family Restaurant has one too big to fit in the radio. Swing by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime. Craving Mexican? Grab a chimichanga, burrito, quesadilla, fajita, or taco. Pick your meat, grab some chips and salsa, and don't miss those new jalapeno cheese curds. Located on Highway 13 in Park Falls. They're open at 7 a.m. daily. Veterans, they salute you with 10% off anything on the menu.
The Pioneer Days Committee would like to extend gratitude and appreciation for this year's 67th annual Pioneer Days celebration sponsors. Thank you for your generosity. Gold sponsors include Weather Shield Manufacturing, Park Falls Hardwoods, Super One Foods, Lena's Northern Pines, Lena's Bar and Grill, Larry and Shelly Meverden, and the Midway Bar. Have a safe and happy Pioneer Days celebration. For more information on events, days, and times, visit butternutwi.com.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a few hours, Brian Koberger will learn his fate. He is the man who says he murdered four University of Idaho students in their off-campus house 2.5 years ago. He recently changed his plea to guilty and is expected to receive four consecutive life sentences. The Justice Department announcing it wants to talk to Jeffrey Epstein's convicted co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, while members of Congress continue clamoring for the full release of the Epstein files. ABC's Jonathan Carl with more on what President Trump has been saying.
Trump and some of his top allies spent years stoking shadowy conspiracy theories about Epstein, but now his administration has backed off a promise to release the full FBI files on Epstein.
The president alleging before reporters yesterday he thinks former President Barack Obama tried to interfere in the 2016 election. President Obama's spokesman saying these bizarre allegations are a ridiculous and weak attempt at distraction. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Civic Media's Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Todd Albo recently rolled into the Northwoods as part of Civic Media's summer road trip. This time they were talking about beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. This featured such guests as Kelly Meredith, owner of Fanatical Fish Art Studio and Gallery, some members of the 98Q Country and 103.1 Trail Mix team, Maxine Kilger, vice president of the Butternut Historical Society, Glenn Wagner of Signature Sign, and Lena Matola, owner of Lena's Northern Pines. They talked about everything the area has going on and what the local residents are doing to help brighten things up a bit. You can find the full broadcast on the Civic Media YouTube channel. Just look for The Todd Albo Show live Thursday, July 17th. Once again, this full show is archived on the Civic Media YouTube channel under The Todd Albo Show Live, Thursday, July 17th. August 9th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at Midway Bar in Butternut. It's the Turtle Flambeau Flowage Association's Pig and Corn Roast. On the menu will be pork with all the fixings and sweet corn. Raffle proceeds will go toward the Turtle Flambeau Flowage Association. Once again, this is taking place August 9th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at 89281 County Highway F in Butternut. With the introduction of fentanyl, overdose deaths have gone up. But one Northeast Wisconsin county recently saw a nearly 50% reduction in overdose fatalities in 1 year. Lisa Hale has that story.
The Winnebago County Overdose Fatality Review Team has reported a significant 49% decrease in overdose deaths in 2024 compared to 2023, when the county saw a record number of overdose deaths. Now, despite the progress, there is more to be done, said Maddie Brager, a community health strategist with Winnebago County Public Health.
We still had 24 lives lost last year, and until right. those numbers are at zero, we're not going to stop.
Jennifer Skolaski, who is the project manager of the OFR team, said making overdose reversing medications readily available has helped. So has trying to mitigate the isolation those with substance abuse disorder face.
It's connection to community and having people checking in on one another and making sure that we're not isolated, because we know that the people who have died in the past and the people who are struggling are completely alone and isolated. You know, someone who's struggling with substance use disorder has a disease. And when we can show compassion towards one another and empathy, mm-hmm. that's how we start breaking stigma and solving the problem.
Skolaski said overdose fatality review teams from throughout the country are reaching out to Winnebago to mirror its success. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Training camp is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started. The team holding open practice to the public. The players riding the bikes of kids to the Nitschke practice field, a tradition dating back to the Lombardi era. Practices tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, open to fans at 10:30 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers' 11-game winning streak came to an end. Seattle's all-star catcher, Cal Raleigh, got a hold of a solo home run shot off of Nick Mears in the sixth, and that was it. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 1-0. That was the second longest winning streak in Brewers franchise history. NBA, Damian Lillard says, after suffering that torn Achilles tendon, he asked some other athletes for advice, including Kevin Durant and a former Packers player.
You know, I know it's going to be a long journey. I know it's a challenge mentally, you know, just kind of learning more about it, you know, talking to Aaron Rodgers and KD and Rudy Gay, you know, all these guys that experienced it and handled it differently.
That's the Trailblazers' Damian Lillard with sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain and the potential for a few strong to severe storms later today into tonight. Hail and wind, even an isolated tornado or two possible. Be weather aware later today and tonight. Our high this afternoon, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
And it's 9:13 on Reality Radio. We have a few more things we're going to talk about, including the big car show at Flamborama and the canine trap shoot, which is coming up this weekend still ahead. Birthday wishes again, Pat Runheim, who celebrated, I think I said today, it was yesterday, the 22nd, so an 80th birthday. And happy birthday to you. That is from your county board folks there. So they want to wish you a happy birthday, County Road O, neighbors. I see. Gotcha. And Lori Hilgard is celebrating a birthday also today. Lori, happy birthday to you. Jenny, let us know about that if you're celebrating a birthday today. Hi, Lena. A couple other celebrities you may want to know about include Nomar Garcia-Parra, the baseball player, celebrating a 52nd birthday today. Monica Lewinsky, 52 today. Marlon Wayans, one of the Wayans boys, celebrating a 53rd birthday. Alison Krauss, better known for her bluegrass music and her country music, Alison Krauss in the Union Station, 54th birthday today. Charisma Carpenter. How would you like the first name Charisma? C-H-A-R-I-S-M-A. A lot to live up to. TV actress. From Angel, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 55 for charisma today. And Philip Seymour Hoffman, the actor, born on this day, 1967. We lost him back in 2014. Woody Harrelson, always be Woody on Cheers. Went on to do a lot of other stuff, Pulp Fiction and other stuff. 64 for Woody Harrelson today. And Tony Joe White, the native of Goodwill, Louisiana, hit the top 10 with the song Polk Salad Annie way back when. And he, it was all later covered. The Elvis Presley version of that song is also really good. If you haven't, if you're an Elvis fan, YouTube Polk Salad Annie by Elvis. He's, he does it really good. So Tony Joe White, born on this day, 1943. He passed back in 2018 at the age of 75. Radio icon Don Imus, born on this day, passed away in 2019. And Calvert DeForest, best known for his many appearances on Letterman as the Dottie Larry Bud Melman. His real name was Calvert DeForest. Larry Bud Melman, born on this day, 1921, passed back in 2007.
Locker United Booster Club is proudly supported by Birchland Realty in Phillips, the area's leading realtors in terms of integrity, service, and results.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Gear up for Flamborama in Park Falls. One of the longest-running community celebrations in the state starts August 1st through the 3rd. The weekend will be filled with carnival rides, a craft fair, frog jumping, softball, chalk drawing, Northwoods Community Credit Union sawdust dig, youth broadcasting, even a Park Falls Rotary pickleball tournament, and a whole lot more. Flamborama is sure to be your family's fun weekend event. For more info and a complete list of events, see parkfalls.com.
All right, at 9:17, more of Reality Radio. We're going to talk about the canine trap shoot a little bit later on in the show. We have Lena with us from Lena's Northern Pines, Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. Lena, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Joel. Good morning, everybody.
Thanks for taking time to join us. Busy time of the year for you out at Lena's.
It's a hopping, Joel. Yeah. It's a hopping out there.
Fun time of the year, too. And if people are listening, maybe they're vacationing up here or whatever, and they didn't bring a boat or don't have a boat, or they're looking for a place to kind of hang out, you guys, you rent them a pontoon, they can come out, hang out, you can even stay there if they want to, but you've got a little something for everybody, right?
A little something for everybody. We actually have a fishing boat now that can be rented if you don't want to trailer your boat 6-7 hours. We've got pontoons available. It's important, though, to go to the website and check availabilities. Most days right now for the next week or two, they're rented out for the next week or two, but after that, there's plenty of openings for the pontoons.
Yeah, lenasnorthernpines.net. Do I got that right?
That's correct.
All right, very good. Not only that, I want to talk a little bit. I don't want to give up on summer yet, all right, but let's talk about some of the parties you may have coming up here, whether it be maybe a special anniversary for grandma and grandpa or mom and dad or special birthday or even look ahead to holiday parties later in the year. You guys have a wonderful facility for hosting those type of events, right?
Absolutely, and actually both places are available if you're looking for special party needs, whether it's celebration of life or a bridal shower or a birthday. Both places, we'd be happy to accommodate you.
Yeah, you can do it right at the bar there in Glidden if you want to, or Lena's Northern Pines out on beautiful Butternut Lake. We had a real nice father-daughter dance. It was nice to meet Brent, the guy who kind of started it for you. He came in last week, and it was nice to hear that it was a real nice event on Sunday.
It was adorable. All the young ladies in their pretty dresses out with their daddies, and the music was great by Bull Homer. And I happened to look out the window one time, and I see all these mummies standing out on my deck. Well, one of the games was wrap your daddy up in toilet paper. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
How fun was that for the kids and for the dads, too, I'm sure. So yeah, fun family activity. Big G, as you hear in the background, has strolled his way in. We fit into his schedule. Big G, how we doing?
Hey, good. How you doing, Joel?
We're doing all right.
Morning, Lena.
Good morning. Yeah. I'm hungry as a bear this morning.
All right. Well, that's the motto up there in Glidden. I know that. And soon to be in Butternut also, as I understand. So,
yeah.
But I just want to say a special thanks to Lena, man. She rolled out the red carpet for us last week with the on-air host up here from Civic Media.
Yeah.
We went out there, and of course, Lena was on the broadcast on the 17th there.
Yeah.
And then, boy, invited out there. We had a great dinner out there, and then we went for a pontoon ride. And I know Todd and Jane and Greg had an excellent time. They can't stop talking about the great time they had and the beautiful cabin that you put them up in. And
yeah. Did Lena know? Because when we had our company meeting yesterday, Todd Elbow indicated he was still hiding out on one of the pontoons, that he never left.
I didn't think they were going to leave. I thought they'd
stay. Did Lena know that? That he was still hiding out there?
The last time I saw him before he left, he had 2 sacks of wood on his shoulder, taking it to the fire pit. They had a roaring fire going out there by Cabin 5 that evening before he left.
Yeah, fun time. Thanks for hosting them, Lena. Appreciate it. Appreciate it very much.
And then, big surprise, we got back off that pontoon ride, and boy, she had desserts waiting for us there.
Yeah.
What was that, a cheesecake combination thing?
I mean,
that was some
our decadent cheesecake. I wanted to make sure your tummy was nice and full there, Greg.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
Always nice.
That was wonderful.
Your dinner destination, but so much more, of course, in the summertime is Lena's. For those of you who are listening right now and you're vacationing up here and hearing us maybe just sporadically, tell us a little bit about your hours. Give them a description of Lena's, because we have a lot of people in the Northwoods right now who are just visiting here.
All right. Okay. Well, Lena's Northern Pines out on beautiful Butternut Lake, Lakeshore Drive. We're your destination for dinner Monday through Friday. We open up at 2:30, and Saturdays and Sundays we open up at 11:30. If you're around Friday night, we have our fish fry going on. Saturday night is our smoked pork buffet, along with the availability of prime rib. During the week, Wednesdays, buy a pizza, get one half off. Today is Wednesday, actually, so it's pizza day today.
All right.
Tomorrow, Thursday, German night, pork schnitzel. Monday, Tuesday nights tend to be a chef's choice or just the regular menu items.
All right, and if you're around the campfire Friday and Saturday around supper time, you guys will deliver too, Fridays and Saturdays?
Absolutely.
Right?
Between 4 and 8. Give us a little leeway. Call ahead of time. We'll be happy to get it out to you. And also the bar up in Glidden. If you're in this area, take a little 15, 20-minute drive north up on 13. We're located on Grant Street, 71 North Grant Street in Glidden. We're known for our burgers, beef, chicken, the same burgers and pizzas that we have at the Pines we have up at the bar now.
Yeah, whatever end of the spectrum you're looking for there, kind of a hometown traditional atmosphere there right in Glidden, right in the heart of Glidden. If you want to come out and grab a lawn chair and eat your supper and overlook beautiful Butternut Lake, you certainly can do that, right?
I tell you what, the sunsets are different every night. Right when you think you're amazed, the next day brings on something different. It's just awesome view out there.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful, beautiful ride we had on the Butternut Lake there, and Lena was our tour guide there, and there's a huge eagle's nest out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
All right.
So. And I told Greg, he was the one driving the pontoon. I got to get him a captain's hat. That's going to be a special Christmas present. He was so perfect behind that wheel doing his thing, and they were egging him on to, come on, kick in the horsepower, but he just remained a steady Eddie.
It's a nice cruise.
Didn't want to lose anybody, did you?
Enjoy the view and check out all the beautiful beautiful things to see on the lake. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so Lena's is your dinner destination and so much more. If you want to rent the pontoon boat, be sure to go to lenasnorthernpines.net and book that ahead of time, because it's always disappointing to walk in and have something planned and it's booked. So be sure to book it ahead of time, because that's a very popular thing.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can, like I say, you're seeking the pontoons and boats. You can rent a pontoon out for a day. Just go out there and go fishing and whatever you like to do. So.
Yep. All right. Fantastic. Oh, you got a giveaway, don't you? I'm not ready.
Lena's got a giveaway here.
All right. Well, give me a few minutes, because I don't have it ready to go yet, but we will give it away before Reality Radio wraps up, so stay tuned, and we'll give you a keyword on that to win a Lena's. What do you got? How much you got there?
$25 gift certificate here.
All right, very good.
Good to Lena's Northern Pines Resort and Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill up in Glidden.
All right, very good. Check them out on the web, lenasnorthernpines.net, and folks, you won't be disappointed. It's just this is what we wait for, all for those of you who love the summertime and love to, at the very least, just enjoy the view of the lake there. It's a great place to go have dinner and a few drinks and just kind of hang out there at Lena's out of Butternut Lake. All right, Lena, always good to see you.
Nice to see you both, gentlemen.
Thank you for coming in.
Everybody have a great week.
All right, more Reality Radio. Stay tuned with us.
Wisconsin's unofficial state bird population has exploded recently, and these nasty little pests can ruin any of your outdoor time in a big hurry. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has the solution. Insect repellent sprays from Coleman and Thermacell insect appliances and refills. Whatever you enjoy doing outdoors, don't let mosquitoes ruin your fun. Fight back by stopping at Bader Sports Center and save 15% on your Coleman and Thermacell purchases. Now through July 31st. Bader Sports Center, right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
The Pioneer Days Committee would like to extend gratitude and appreciation for this year's 67th annual Pioneer Days celebration sponsors. Thank you for your generosity. Gold sponsors include Weather Shield Manufacturing, Park Falls Hardwoods, Super One Foods, Lena's Northern Pines, Lena's Bar and Grill, Larry and Shelly Meverden, and the Midway Bar. Have a safe and happy Pioneer Days celebration. For more information on events, days, and times, visit butternutwi.com.
Q Country.
Get ready for a laid-back summer with 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP. Now through July 30th, one qualifier will be picked each weekday. Listen for the daily keyword announced several times on both stations, then text it using the free Civic Media app to enter. All qualifiers win a prize, and one scores the grand prize, a recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. The winner will be drawn Friday, August 1st, under the Flamborama tent. Must be present to win. Don't miss your chance. Listen for daily keywords on 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP.
We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain and the potential for a few strong to severe storms later today into tonight. Hail and wind, even an isolated tornado or two possible. Be weather aware later today and tonight. Our high this afternoon, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
It's 9:27 on Reality Radio. All right, we got a keyword for you to win $25 from Lena's. We'll do pizza since today it's buy one and get one 50% off today at Lena's. So pizza. Text us a keyword pizza sometime today, and you'll have a chance to win a $25 gift certificate. You might have to peel it out of the hands of Big G, but he will eventually give that up to you. $25 gift certificate to Lena's Northern Pines Resort out of Butternut Lake or to Lena's Bar and Grill.
Just had to invite me along, that's all.
Every certificate, by the way, has some very small handwriting on the bottom that you get to be accompanied by, and certificate is applicable toward Big G's meal also. Yes.
There we go.
I see. It took a while for the truth to come out, but it did.
Yeah.
Pizza is your keyword, so text that to us right now through the Civic Media app. Put it on your Android or iPhone. Civic Media, go to 98Q. And pizza, that is your keyword to be eligible for the $25 certificate giveaway with Lena's. Are we going to talk a little car show? Are you ready to talk car show, Big G?
I'm ready, man. That's coming up quick. I can't believe it's already just like a week away already from Saturday.
Yeah.
Summer has really gone by fast here.
It has.
Big Pioneer Day weekend this weekend, so, I mean, lots of activities going on up there this weekend, and then we go right into Lamborama.
It's going to be Okay, just one note here. Hold off on the text for a second, folks. I think I got to fix something here. So hang on the pizza text to win stuff here. I'll let Big G do his stuff here, and I'll try to fix what I did here. All right, go ahead, Big G.
All right, well, we got another Northwoods Classics car show coming up. Going to be up at the Park Falls High School. It'll be Saturday, August 2nd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Trophies will be presented at 2:30. Registration fees for vehicles are $10 per vehicle. And it's sponsored by all these northern Wisconsin area businesses, which I'm going to mention here in a minute. And it's going to be the Fifield Lions will have their food booth up there. They're making a double order of briskets this year because I know they ran out like around 12:30. It was a mutiny up there because they were out of briskets up there. So Carl over there at CNR Power Sports is going to make a double batch this year. So watch out for that. Of course, we're going to have the old sweet corn and the brats and the hot dogs and everything up there again, like as we usually do. And we got dash plaques, our first 75 entries for the car show. We award over 65 trophies. And also got some cash prizes during the show, and they'll have 50s and 60s music up there, and our own Greg Anderson is voluntold to come up there and run the music for us.
Voluntold, I like that. I like that a lot.
We have the national anthem at noon with an engine revving salute to follow, so stay tuned for that. And we've got trophies all the way from original classes 1900 all the way up to present.
All right.
So, and that's comprised of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's almost 8 classes there. And then we've got street rods modified, 48 and earlier. We got customized cars, 49 to 60. Non-stock street machines, 49 to present. Of course, we have the stock factory muscle car class, trucks and vans original, trucks and vans modified. We've got 2-passenger sports car classes. We got a couple of those because the body changes, 54 to 67 and 68 to present. Got a convertible class, and we got a special class we've had here for a few years. It's drivers under age 21 and younger for a trophy, trying to get some younger folks up to the car show there. So special interests, including tractors, military vehicles, vintage campers. We've got a rat rod class, motorcycles all years, and then you know what a tuner is, Joel?
A tuner. I think you asked me this before.
Here, but
Yeah, that's how you found 98.3 FM. You tune it.
Radio,
you tune your radio.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, that's close. But a tuner is a vehicle. You can see these Mitsubishis. You see these fancy little sports cars, and they're all lit up underneath. They got all the pod lights and everything.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I see that.
That's a tuner. And they got big speakers in the back and blow your eardrums out and so forth. So so we have a tuner class that's fairly new. So.
Right.
And then we have a best of show up there, and we have a Spectator's Choice Trophy. So come on up. The show is actually no admission to get into, and vote for your favorite vehicle up there. And then we'll have the best of show trophy will be presented by our police chief, Marv Nevler, up there. So, that's the Northwest Classics Car Show again coming up a week from this Saturday, August 2nd.
All right.
At the Park Falls High School.
At the high school. Lots of people make it happen, right?
Huge number of sponsors every year that step forward, sponsor trophies, and help us out every year. I'm just going to kind of read through them here. I want to apologize ahead of time if I miss anybody. I'll certainly be sure to get them in there next week. But I'm going to start out here with Joe's Auto Glass here in Park Falls, J&A Services Marine and Power Sports, State Farm Insurance, Ken's Carpet Center, a longtime sponsor of our show. Anderson's Body Shop and Phillips. The Phillips Service Center. Warg Auto and Truck Center. D&D Tire and Auto Center right here in Park Falls. Restore You, Park Falls. AC Carpet Plus. Shawangan Home Furnishings. Jay's Automotive here in Park Falls. Country Cafe, Kelly and Karen, all those great supporters of our show. Jen's Butternut Cafe. The Park Falls Plumbing and Heating, A&W Root Beer, Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips, Moose Jaw Resort, the Northwoods Community Credit Union, Forward Bank, CarQuest Auto Parts right here in Park Falls, the Fifield Lions Club, of course, we'll have the food booth up there, and Ron Ernst Lumber, the Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Burt Street Funeral Home, Fred Oswald, always a big supporter of our show, the Westwood Golf Course and Sand Trap Bar in Phillips, Hastings Concrete, Park Falls Family Restaurant, and CNR Power Sports, that is a trophy sponsor, plus he does that excellent brisket up there, Carl over there at CNR Power Sports, the Big Dipper, Northwoods Realty, and I think I've got, of course, I got to thank 98Q Country. Got to thank John Oswald and Kevin Schulke up there. They always accommodate us. We use the high school as a venue for our car show. So big thanks to them. And thanks to the police chief and thanks to all the members of the North Wisconsin Car Club that come together and put on a great show every year. So,
you had a record-setting show last year, didn't you?
We've had the last 2 years have been excellent shows. We've actually had over 100 vehicles in the park. We've had 93 and 97 registered. So if people want to register a car, they can just come the day of the event, come off the registration table and register your vehicle. It's open to everybody. As I say, we got classes. We're going to give away 65 trophies, so we got classes for everyone there. So come on up. It's first come, first serve. Pick your spot, get your shade there. And like I say, FUBU, and we do have a shuttle bus, too, a shuttle bus on the grounds there, the BART, the Bay Area Transit, BART Bus Service. They'll take you down from the car show to the big craft fair over at Old Abe Memorial Park, then back up around to the Flamborama tent and festivities up there, and then back up to high school. That's going to run basically from 9 to 2:30. So, okay. Hope to see everybody at North Wisconsin's Car Show.
A week from Saturday. All right, Big G. I think the keyword should be working, hopefully. Pizza, get that to us, and you have a chance to win a $25 Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden gift certificate, $25. Pizza, P-I-Z-Z-A. Do that through the Civic Media app, and it's absolutely free, and you can find 98Q Pizza. By the way, pizzas are buy one, get one, 50% off today. And they do deliver pizza on Friday and Saturday nights also at Lena's. Lots more to talk about. We got a lot of community events that we have not mentioned. We have the big canine trap shoot coming up this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. Buying a home is personal. Your mortgage should be too. At Forward Bank, they take the time to get to know you. Whether you're upgrading, downsizing, or buying your first home, they've got options tailored to fit your life and your budget. Because at Forward Bank, they're not just lending money, they're building dreams, one home at a time. Let's get started today. Forward Bank, moving homeowners forward. Check it out online at forward.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Butternut Wisconsin has everything you need for a weekend celebration. Make plans for the 67th annual Pioneer Days celebration July 25th through the 27th. Right on top of the hill in Butternut. Food, beverages, craft fair, scullery exhibition, and new to the event this year, Friday and Saturday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Twins of Terror Haunted Attraction. K&M Rides and Amusements has wristband specials Friday from 6 to 10 and Saturday from 1 to 5 for just $25. Bring the kids to the Northwoods Community Credit Union Sawdust Dig. It's Saturday at 11 a.m. For more information on Pioneer Days, visit butternutwi.com.
More of Reality Radio. Toby wanted to be on the air. We're going to kick him out of here, our house dog. We'll talk a little bit about the Price County Canine, the trap shoot, first annual trap shoot coming up this weekend. And we have Danny Lambert and Craig Kelzevar. Do I got that right? Both right, gentlemen?
Yes.
All right, very good. Thank you both for coming in. We appreciate it. So let's talk about, first annual. That means somebody came up with the idea. Who's responsible?
I think that was me, actually.
That was you, yeah. Danny. All right. So what made you want to put this together, first of all, Danny?
I just wanted to do a little bit more diverse. We do our canine brat feed every year, and we wanted to maybe reach a bit different crowd this year, a little bit more involvement, so...
Okay.
Hunting community, I figured trap shoot would be a good idea.
All right. And funds raised from this go to support the canine unit here in Price County. Is that right?
Correct, yeah.
All right. So before we talk about the event on Saturday, talk about the canine unit and how long it's been a part of us here in Price County and kind of an inside look of what the canine dog does for our residents here in Price County.
So we have... two canines. We have had them for about 6 or 7 years now.
Okay.
I believe 2019 might have been the first year we got our dog. That was Canine Dixon. And then we have Canine Kane. I am the handler for Canine Kane. Lieutenant Joe Janik is the handler for Canine Dixon. Okay. We're working both opposite shifts, so there should always be a dog on. To help protect the community, whether it's locating people, locating drugs, right. Deterring criminal activity.
All right. And they're able to do multiple tasks, many of the canine dogs, is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
All right. So, I mean, how often is a canine dog used? Like, let's say in a month, how often would you say that the dog is being put to use?
I guess it all depends on your call volume. Sometimes in a month it's used spare.
Yeah.
as if we're going from call to call. Sometimes it's used very frequent. I mean, I've had times where I've used them 6-7 times a night.
Oh, really? Really? Mm-hmm. Really, as many as that? And so, and the purpose of it is, obviously, they have skills that us humans don't, first of all, and they're able to do stuff to kind of maybe reduce the risk for officers, too. Is that both a good evaluation for both of those?
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Yeah. 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 Let's talk about the event, and we'll get back to that in just a moment, because we have a trap shoot coming up this Saturday in Phillips out there at the Sportsman's Club behind Mark Whip. So let's talk about the day and what entice people to come on out and be a part of this. Let's talk about the participants, first of all. If someone is a trap shooter and they want to be a part of this, how can they get involved with this?
So they can sign up on the online sign up, or they can stop at the sheriff's office or either of the police departments, Phillips or Park Falls, that both have sign ups. There's going to be individual awards for top shot for adult and runner up, as well as junior top shot and runner up.
Okay.
So under 18 is junior, and then adult obviously is adult. Their registration includes two rounds of trap and the free t-shirts.
Okay.
So they'll shoot their two rounds of traps. If it has to go to a shoot off, we'll do like a sudden death style shoot off. Just to determine who's top shot and who's runner-up.
Okay. All right. And what time does it all start on Saturday then?
10 a.m.
10 o'clock, 10 to 4. But register ahead of time. That's a good idea, right?
Preferably, yes.
Preferably. Yep. If you have to last minute, that's fine, but preferably. So let's talk to those who maybe aren't trap shooters, but they want to support our puppies here, our canines, and want to support the event. How can they do it?
There's absolutely welcome to show up. There's going to be plenty of things to go on there. There's going to be a food truck there. Fat Daddy's Ice Cream is going to be having ice cream and food as well. There'll be the canine merchandise. We have our t-shirts for both Dixon and Kane, and the little plush dogs for sale there. There's going to be canine demonstrations, and then just everybody in the community that hopefully is going to be there.
All right.
We'll also have some raffles and a 50-50 going on as well.
Okay. Any extra canine t-shirts? Because I see this on here, that people get one for this raffle. Because mm-hmm. that's something I think people probably would like too. You got any extras of those out there?
Maybe? There might be. There might be, depending on how many people are signing up and participating.
Yeah. This canine unit is obviously there's fundraisers that kind of do additional things, but there's obviously what state federal funding for this, I would assume, right, for this program, or is it something that's kind of locally driven here?
It's mainly all locally driven.
Okay.
I believe there is a small portion that's set aside by the county, but it is all mainly locally driven through fundraising, and that goes for the care of the dog, vet bills.
Sure.
We have a company, Seed and Feed. They donate the food for the dogs, so that is covered through them. And then training as well. Training's ongoing. Donations supply that to help fund training as well.
Yeah. So Craig, you said you have one of the dogs.
Correct.
That goes home with you.
Yes.
At night. So talk about that process of when you got the dog and the training. How much did the dog know when you first got it, or how much was it that you both just kind of learned it all together?
So we went to for me and Kane, we went to a 5-week training program where I was with him every day down at Josiphanie's training facility in Wisconsin. And we worked on all aspects every single day. We did something different every single day, multiple reps, just to keep working and honing his skills and teaching me how to actually handle him.
Okay. So when you started this, I'm always intrigued by this, because my 84-year-old mom just loves, she watches a couple different shows that involve canine-type dogs, and she's just always talking about it. So she got me a little bit fascinated with it. When you started out, maybe describe one or two things that just absolutely amazed you about the dog and their ability to do this. What fill in the blank. What amazed you at the very beginning?
I mean, just their sense of smell, and I mean their drive to want to work. Kane is nonstop going. He is always wanting to work, and when he's not working, he gets very antsy and hyper.
He wants to go.
Yes.
He wants to go. So when a canine dog, the scent part of it, so I mean, very typical, even the lowest of intelligence on this knows that you give a canine dog a little sniff of somebody's clothes or something like that, and then you can like send them out in the woods. I mean, their sense of smell is how good? Like 100 feet, 200 feet, a mile, or what are they smelling out there?
Well, so for that portion, like when both our dogs are scent specific, so if Danny here went out and he's missing, but he dropped his hat outside the door, I could bring the dog, both our dogs, we could have them smell that, and he would be able to track wherever he went. So what they're sensing on is two things: ground disturbance, and everybody's constantly shedding odor. Odor normally always falls, so they're picking up that odor.
Okay.
And that odor will stay depending on the weather, the cold, the heat. It dissipates multiple ways.
Right, and that ability that. The smell of the dog gives a whiff of something isn't just human related, but can it be translated into drugs and all kinds of other different areas.
Correct.
Too? Is that right? Just absolutely amazing. I remember when Nancy Demlow was, I think, one of the people who started with the program 6-7 years ago or whatever, and she had one of the canine dogs, and she unannounced, she came, she told me that, she didn't tell me she was coming. The dog sniffed the handle on my car, came into the station, ran around, and then came and sat right by me, that I was the one it was looking for, because just from the handle of the car, which I had touched just probably 4 hours mm-hmm. earlier.
Yep.
I mean, that's just amazing.
Yeah. So we did, when I went to the training for the scent specific, we had where, okay, somebody grabbed you, like a suspect grabbed a victim and then they ran off into the woods.
Okay.
We had the say victim hold a piece of sterile gauze where that person had touched them
mm-hmm.
and use that, and the dogs were able to track just off that touch of somebody else.
Yeah.
We also did a 24-hour track. So somebody went and made a track through the woods, and then the next day we came back and the dogs were able to still track that.
Yeah, just amazing animals. Now, if someone wants to support the Price County Canine Unit, maybe they're just saying, you know what, I want to support you guys financially or whatever, could they contact the sheriff's office? That'd be a good mm-hmm. place? Or
yep.
Yeah, just contact the sheriff's office, and support is always appreciated. So Saturday, it's the place where the SEAL trap shooting does their stuff back there, the Sportsman's Club behind Mark Whip there in Phillips from 10 to 4. If you want to come on down. Now, you're going to do a couple demonstrations down there too, right, during the day? Is that right?
Correct. Yep.
If they want to meet the dogs and see them down there, it's just always it's just amazing. Dogs are just incredible. All right. Danny, thank you. So anything we missed or you wanted to get in? Any supporters that we want to mention here?
So we do have a list of sponsors that have already supported, so I'd like to thank those. It'd be Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery LLC, Freeze Firewood LLC, Pips Cranberry LLC, Palachek Implement Inc., Harborview at the Lake LLC, Back to Health Family Chiropractor Center LLC, BC Auto and Repair LLC, Precor Chiropractor Inc., Piper Power, Multitech North America LLC, United Pride Dairy LLC, BW Paper Systems, Comerick Well Drilling, A&W, Remax New Horizons Realty LLC, Price Electric Cooperative, Sailors 2, Crane Chase Bar and Grill, Warga's Auto Truck and Center, Goble South Fork, Kennan Lumber Company, LLC, Vitaplus, Northern Comfort, Motorola Solutions, Inc., Q98 Country, Sue Rimmer, and then Sign Studio.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, good luck with the first annual event on Saturday. Danny, Craig, thank you so much
for
coming in and sharing a little info about the canines, too. We appreciate it. All right. More of Reality Radio coming up. We got a lot of other community events we haven't talked about. We'll do that in just a moment. We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, let's talk a little bit about getting that vehicle serviced here for the summer. Your service department has all the certified technicians to make that happen, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're looking for your AC is out of your vehicle, tires, brakes, many, many discounts you can take advantage of this month in July. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper and take advantage of all those savings in the Northwood Shopper coupons.
All right, and they can always go online or give you guys a call to schedule that next service appointment, whether it's a week or two out for that oil change or whatever. They can do it either way, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the $39.85 oil change. Make sure you give us a call before we get filled up. 762-2467. I'm again, 762-2467. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper every single week. Many discounts, hundreds of dollars of savings you can take advantage of today.
All right, your next vehicle and all the service you need at Wheelway, Byfield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Check it all out at wheelwayautos.com. A few other things I want to talk about before we wind down Reality Radio. Free tours of the Wisconsin Concrete Park, the Fred Smith Concrete Park in Phillips. They're doing that each Friday at 2 o'clock. You can just go on down there at 2 o'clock on Fridays through August 15th, and they'll give you some education about the whole history of the Wisconsin Concrete Park. Tonight, of course, is the American Legion Post 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle. I think I saw the jackpot was over 12,000. I know it's over 10. I think it's over 12,000 for that. The drawing will be at 7:30 tonight down at the Legion here in Park Falls. The Northern Wisconsin, or rather North Country Trail organization, continues to do treks around the Northwoods and the UP. Check out their list of next hikes at northcountrytrail.org. Their next one is coming up today, in fact. They're probably out there already, but they have about four or five more yet this summer. northcountrytrail.org/events. And the Copper Falls State Park continues a summer long of wonderful events. A little yoga in the park going on this week. Weekend, if you haven't been to Copper Falls State Park, I don't know what you're waiting for. It's so cool up there, just the waterfalls and such. Just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful location. Speaking of beautiful, well, that Park Falls Country Club's in real good shape. We were out there last Saturday, Big G and the boys, myself and Gray and my son, in that four-person best ball tournament. Course is in wonderful, wonderful condition. Book your tee time and get out for a little round of golf at your local Park Falls Country Club. Kind of tucked away back there in Saunders. You know, you're not going to drive by it because it's on a dead-end road. But believe me, if you go out there in Golf 9, you will not regret it. If you like to golf, give them a call at 762-4396, and they will get you a tee time at the Park Falls Country Club.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northland Gutter Professionals, who specializes in seamless aluminum rain gutters and more. Contact Dakota at 715-562-0992.
Get ready for a laid-back summer with 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP. Now through July 30th, one qualifier will be picked each weekday. Listen for the daily keyword announced several times on both stations, then text it using the free Civic Media app to enter. All qualifiers win a prize, and one scores the grand prize, a recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. The winner will be drawn Friday, August 1st, under the Flamborama tent. Must be present to win. Don't miss your chance. Listen for daily keywords on 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP.
Yeah, we do have a keyword, music. Music is your keyword for the recliner qualifying today through the Civic Media app. Text it to us, music. And we have a bonus keyword today to try to win a $25 gift certificate to Lena's. And that keyword is pizza. They've got a buy one, get one half off on Wednesdays. And they'll deliver your pizza to you on Friday night and Saturday night, too. So pizza is your keyword. You can do that through that same Civic Media app. Do I have to spell pizza? Pizza. I've seen some of the spellings of music. And I know you probably just hit the wrong button. I know. I hope. So pizza is your keyword for the Lena certificate. Get that to us sometime today for your chance to win that Lena's $25 certificate.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Well, your afternoon guy, Greg Gunderson, is going to be venturing off to Lambeau Field tomorrow, and he's going to come back with tales of fame and glory, and hopefully he doesn't steal anything.
to the frozen tundra.
Yeah, yeah.
In July.
They're doing, the Wisconsin Broadcasters is giving some of our affiliates and stations a chance to go over there and kind of get a tour of Lambeau and stuff. It should be cool. It should be pretty cool. You've been there before?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. I attended a preseason game once. I got a field tour as part of our eighth grade class trip back with St. Anthony's. So it's not my first Lambeau experience. And I'm fully aware this is not the, it's not a regular season or playoff game at Lambeau Field. So is it top of the list? No, but I don't care. I'm going to be like a little kid.
Yeah, I mean, training camp's going on, and you'll be experiencing some of the behind-the-scenes stuff at Lambeau Field. So it's going to be cool.
I get to watch the public portion of one of their practices, which is something like an hour and a half, maybe hour 45-ish, before they boot out the public and do all the cool secret stuff that other teams don't get to know until it's too late.
Just hide. See if you can hide somewhere and just be a part of the second meeting, all right?
I'm going to bring a garbage bag and just pull it over my head and sit there in a corner and hope security isn't motivated to do chores. And like, I'm gonna see if I can, like, if you are a Lambeau security guard and you spot a suspicious bag, don't call it in. You don't need police. You just gotta drag me out of there. I'm just being a goofball.
If Gray comes back and on the radio he's got information that no normal fan should have, you'll know it worked.
Yeah, if there's you'll a sign stealing scandal in Lambeau this year, no, I would never betray my team. But no, it's gonna be awesome. I get to watch the public portion of practice. I get to tour the press box, which it actually just struck me the other day, I get to look at Wayne Larrivee's chair.
All right.
Maybe. I mean, and honestly, like, so when I'm a kid, I'm thinking about radio one day. This is a dream job. We're spoiled, Joel. And I don't want to brag, but when you get this job and you've wanted it, I sit here and I think, okay, historically, a lot of people who have gotten what they've always wanted have not done well afterward. You know, a lot of, look at your Jamarcus Russells, your NFL draft bust, people who have taken their lottery ticket winnings and burned it in 5 years. So, like, I'm sitting here thinking, I don't think that's a super huge risk, me working in a radio station in Park Falls, but what's my next goal? And, like, my pie-in-the-sky goal? Cool. I'm the next Wayne Larrivee. So,
all right. So what we're expecting is Monday's edition of The Gray Area is going to be some Lambeau Field insider information for our people, all right?
Oh, yeah.
So make mental notes, whatever you need to do.
We'll be talking about daggers. I'll be showing you my Lambeau leap bruises. Like, oh, absolutely.
He'll know actually where the dagger is.
Absolutely. I know where Wayne keeps the little scabbard on his thigh right beneath the garter belt there. But, no, I get to watch practice, tour the press box, and then there is a speaker from Packers.com who actually happens to be a writer whose content I bring to my afternoon show quite often. So,
nice.
Long story short, I'm going to be very excited when I'm back on Friday with a lot. Hey, I'm going to be talking Packers on Friday. Surprise!
Not during the Gray Gunderson show.
Surprise, surprise.
All right, so you're going to get a little bit of a break tomorrow because Gray will be kind of, he will be here, but he won't be here. But then Friday, Monday, Gray Area, a lot of good insider information on Lambeau Field. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, absolutely. I'll describe to you what shade of green the grass is in July.
All right. Thank you, Gray.
Thank you.
9:57. Thanks for tuning in, folks, to Reality Radio. We'll archive the whole thing, as we always do, for you to listen back to at 98qcountry.com.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, and sometimes it's like,
do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the,
not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
They say you
can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. Start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. Nothing but a memory.